The 199-pound Adventure by Agatha Christie, adapted by Mike Stott, with Richard Griffiths, Chris Langham, and Rebecca Front.
Oh! Oh, dear me. Oh! That's the spirit, Samson! Give him a body slam! Good man!
I'm astonished to find you in a dump like this, Parker.
Roddy, what a delight. Don't follow the noble art, then?
Tear his eyeballs out!
No, I don't.
Oh, I love wrestling. Love it. Mind you, it's a dying art now, this. Got the Americans muscling in.
What?
I said it's a dying art. Of course, I only come to the matinee. It gets a bit rowdy in the evenings.
Oh, dear. Can we get out of here, Parker? Go somewhere slightly quieter.
Oh, consolation for missing my midweek sport.
Sport? It's all a fix, you know. It's rehearsed.
Of course it is, Roddy.
Exactly.
Well, that's what I enjoy. There's a quality of athletic acting in that ring that puts the West End to shame. Roddy, boy, not. You're a snob. I'm amazed you're happy to be seen with the likes of me.
I'm not. If it wasn't work.
Oh, work. Mm.
Andrea De Luca?
Sorry?
The name Andrea De Luca mean anything?
De Luca, yeah. You're on the news last week.
They found his body.
Oh, yeah, that, I remember. Yeah, hanged himself. Blackfriars Bridge, wasn't it?
Hanged, yes.
Yeah.
But not by himself.
Yes, because he was the same spot as that Vatican banker chap, Calvi.
Roberto Calvi, yeah. Mm. 20 years ago now. Wasn't suicide either.
Oh, well. Mafia.
Actually, it was. And so was De Luca.
Oh, how thrilling. Another Vatican banker, I suppose.
God, no. His father, what is Giorgio De Luca?
Oh, is he the one that was played by Robert Duvall?
Parker! Giorgio De Luca is part of a project of ours, looking at performance-related drugs. He's a biochemist.
Oh, you've got your Daily Mail look about you.
De Luca, the dead man, had been sent to us by his father.
Oh.
Yes. He was delivering a sample of a new masking agent.
A new what?
You can't just take drugs to improve performance, not with all the testing there is nowadays.
Well, no, quite.
You need a masking agent. Prevent the tests revealing what drugs have been taken.
Ah, I see.
It used to be something called EPO. But we can identify that now, pretty much. In fact, it's what my outfit got their lovely Queen's Award for.
Right.
But, the other side's been doing their homework. Right, swats they are, in fact. And they've come up with a little gem called P124. What Andrea was bringing. So we could analyze it. Identify anyone who used it.
Except he didn't deliver, I take it.
He did not. Daddy still has some samples of P124 hidden somewhere in Milan. But he's too scared to risk another delivery. Wants us to go to him. Gone all cloak and dagger on us. The latest word is, we call him, leave a message, and he calls us back from God knows where, giving us a pickup address. And we last heard from him 3 days ago.
Oh, dear. Is he overreacting just the tiniest bit?
I'm not sure. These gangsters do have a monopoly on the stuff, so I'm told. And they're not wild about free trade, or fair play, for that matter.
No.
What?
Can't you, I don't know, arrange with the chemist to send one of your people to Milan and bring back a sample?
Sadly not.
Oh.
No. Someone in our firm is playing for the other side.
You sure about this?
Only explanation. Don't know who, obviously. But someone who knew De Luca was coming to us told someone else, and they made sure he never reached us. Can't risk that happening again, in London or Milan.
What about the Carabinieri?
Yes. The local coppers are awfully pally with the heavy mobs, so... Well, you have a number of capable boys and girls in your books.
I do.
People who do just what they're told. Discreetly. Quickly.
I think so, yeah.
One phone number. As I say, you call the good doctor in about a week or so. Give things a chance to die down. Then wait for the reply.
Yes. Right. Well, consider it done, Roddy. And when it is, I'll send you and your chums a very reasonable bill.
Just pick a chap nobody would look twice at, eh? Because they will be looking.
boss here.
There's a rather mousy man in your office, apparently. Laura's just shown him through.
Oh, is there now? Andrea De Luca, do you know anything?
Waiting to see you.
Yes. Right, but the background...
Andrea De Luca, found hanged on Blackfriars Bridge, officially suicide, thought to be organised crime, files in your in-tray, the whole story.
Ah, right, good.
Mr Pine, mouse in your office, name of Roberts?
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, I'll just look at this file and then I'll...
What do I want, Mr Pine? Well, hard to say, in a nutshell.
Try, Mr Roberts, try.
Well, I saw your advertisement in the paper. Are you happy? If not, consult Parker Pine.
Yes.
And so...
You are unhappy, then, Mr Roberts?
No, not really. Quite happy, really. Happily married, two happy children, one of each, and fairly happy at work, so...
So, in trouble of some sort?
Not really, no. No, oh, I'd like to earn more, you know, get promotion, have longer holidays,
right.
Bigger car.
Yeah.
But, no, not in trouble, as such.
Mr Roberts, I'm afraid... what do you want?
Well, you see, it's my wife... My wife's away at her mother's. She's not well, her mother, and the kids have gone with her, you know, with it being half-term. So
this is riveting, Mr Roberts, but...
I've got a few days' leave from work. I'm in a rut, Mr Pine. I'm 40 next birthday, and I am in a rut, which is all right, really, if just for once I could...
Live gloriously for just 10 minutes?
Well, a little longer than that, but... Yes, I want an adventure, Mr Pine. I want one proper adventure, just so I could say to myself... You're not ordinary after all, Bobby Roberts, because you've had an adventure. Of course, I know I'd be expected to pay, which might be a problem. I do have some money saved, but...
It's a little unusual, but... How much could you afford for an adventure, Mr Roberts?
Well, my wife and I have a joint account, so that's not on. But I've got 200 spare in cash. Not enough, I suppose. So
sit down, Mr Roberts. Laura, dear, I think I might have... hold on a sec. You do have a passport, don't you, Mr Roberts?
Yes. Oh, might I be going for a foreign adventure?
Well, more of a sort of jaunt, perhaps.
Right.
But, Laura, can you check out ticket prices and times for a London-Milan flight return tonight? Lovely girl, Laura, can sort out anything. Anything.
Ooh.
And a single hotel room for two nights?
Milan.
Thank you.
God. I've only ever been to Spain before. You know, packages.
Yeah, best I can offer, I'm afraid. Unless you'd rather not face possible danger. Yeah, only possible, but...
Danger?
Hmm.
Well, I've never quite done anything that would... Oh, I'll do it, Mr Pine. I don't give a fig for danger. I'll do it.
Now, you are clear about everything.
Yes, well...
Milan's a hell of a city.
I know.
And the Hotel Alvira is
right next to the shuttle terminal. Now, remember, I've never done it, have I? With the suitcase.
Well, if you're planning to bring lots of presents back...
I'm not. No, this is my secret, this.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Well, good luck, and don't forget, tomorrow you call Dottore De Luca on the number, leave yours, and then wait for a call with the address.
Got it.
Excellent. You got somewhere safe to keep the package?
Money holster. Safe as houses.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and do some sightseeing. Leonardo's Last Supper, perhaps, which I think is in the...
Santa Maria delle Grazie.
Yeah.
We've got a little guidebook, too.
Oh, yes. Well, and the ice cream, Italian ice cream, is really... No, I mean, seriously.
Fantastico. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I envy you, Mr Roberts.
Oh?
Yes. All right, now, money, passports...
Everything.
Yes.
Look, thank you so much.
And I'll be here to meet you on Sunday evening and collect the package, so...
Yes, I'll be here. Rely on me, Mr Pine.
Oh, I think that's your flight being called.
Ooh, right. Ooh, well, cheerio.
Yes, and eat a lot of ice cream. Eat two of every flavour. They're all good. Marcia?
Hmm?
Do you think our Mr Roberts might want a little friend in Milan?
Might be worth it, just to be sure.
Exactly. I thought...
Maggie Sayers?
Maggie Sayers. Or whatever she's calling herself this month.
Maria DiMaggio, I think.
Right, yes. Well, you know, hold his hand, that sort of thing. Is she available?
Available? The one thing she always is available.
Yeah.
Hello.
Mr. Roberts.
Yes?
I am DeLuca.
Oh, right.
8, Via della Guarini. In 1 hour exactly. Do not be late.
8, Via della Guarini. Hello? Hello? Oh, dear.
It's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. Good luck, my baby. It's wonderful,
it's wonderful. Hello?
Buongiorno.
Si, Via della Guarini, por favore.
Va bene.
Parla inglese?
Eh? A little.
I am in a hurry.
Everybody always in hurry.
Yeah.
Sempre così.
Right. Ooh. Yes. Ooh.
Hey.
Oh, dear. So there's a bus there.
Ecco, Via della Guarini.
Already, lovely. How much?
€3.
Buongiorno. Dottore De Luca, prego?
You Yankee?
Certainly not. English. Dottore De Luca?
He's gone away.
But, he was here an hour ago. I spoke to him on the phone.
He's gone away very quick.
Oh. What was that?
It's, a discussion, group. Have a nice day.
No, ow. Hang on. Something's going on in there. Dottore!
Listen, English, I give you advice. You go now. Ow!
Dottore!
Non si muova, fica!
No, senta, dottore!
Dottore De Luca?
Yes. Take his gun.
Gun? I don't see it.
Under his arm.
Oh.
Aye!
Oh, sorry.
The other one. Yeah. Oh! Good. Come into the house.
Right, excuse me. I'll just step over you.
Now! Anche lei, merda! Al dentro, subito! Go straight through.
Right.
My car's out back.
Oh, my God. Is that man dead?
I hope so. And this one also.
No! Senta! Dottore!
Oh, my God. Oh, my good God.
Get out to the back. Come now. My car. Right.
See how they drive? Pezzi di brucia. They risk their life to get to nowhere in particular. In 20 seconds less. See? Finocchio! Vaffanculo!
Why didn't you call the police and let them arrest him?
For how long? 2 hours? 3?
The first one, yeah, fair enough. If it was a fight, that could be accidental, but...
It was no accident. I take his gun, I shoot him between the eyes.
But in cold blood? You can't do that. Oh, cool.
One moment. I tell you, Mr. Roberts, 1 week ago, I was like you. I think like you. I go to work, I come home, I am normal. When I discover that the laboratory I work for is owned by mafia, I carry on. I do my work. Oh, I try to make small acts, you know, of protest against them. My little adventures. But I carry on. Until they murder my son. He's butchers. Mafia.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
See.
But why?
He tried to deliver a package. A small package to London.
What?
So I kill them. As many as I can. Until they kill me.
But this is insane. They will do, won't they?
Yes. Yes. But not without a fight, I hope. I will not live as a slave, Mr. Roberts. Not to money, and not to violence either.
Well, no.
The package, the one you need, is in the glove compartment.
Oh, it is small.
It is the same exactly to the package my son tried to deliver.
I'm sorry, Mr. Signor Dottori. I can't. I'm not. I don't know what. I need to talk to Mr. Pine. I need
coffee and Strega and ice cream. And you need to be calm.
Espresso, Strega, and pistachio mint and bitter chocolate ice cream. Mr. Roberts?
Mr. Pine? Hello, Mr. Pine?
Hello, Mr. Roberts?
Yes, look, this has gone terribly wrong. I'm in trouble.
Where are you?
I'm in Milan, and I'm in trouble. You've got to get me out of here.
All right, now calm down. Have you met Dottore De Luca?
He's with me now. That's why I'm in trouble.
He didn't give you the package.
Yes, he did. That's the problem. I mean, if I'm risking my life...
Oh, no, come on.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Mr. Roberts? Hello? Mr. Roberts?
Oh, not again.
What happened, Mr. Roberts? I can't hear you.
The man shot him. Point blank.
What? Shot who?
Dottore De Luca. Must be mafia. He shot two of them, so... Oh, dear God, help me. There's blood. I've got blood all over my ice cream.
Mr. Roberts, please, try to be calm. Stay calm. Mr. Roberts? Mr. Roberts?
A man walked up behind the man who blew De Luca's brains out and put a gun to the back of his neck. I need help, Mr. Pine. I don't want to die.
Right. Now, Maria, nothing fancy. Just be nanny till he gets home.
Relax, Mr. Pine. I have done this before, you know.
All right. But remember, once you persuaded him to come out of his hotel room, just get him to the airport, that's all, and...
Keep him out of trouble, I know. Relax, Mr. P. Uh-oh, my call. Ciao!
As you say, ciao!
Grazie.
Hello?
Mr. Pine.
Oh, Maria, where are you?
We are at the airport.
Is he all right?
He's fine, but...
Good work, good.
Maybe not so very good. I'm afraid... One minute, I'll call you back.
What? But... Oh, really?
Why did you hang up?
Look, over there, those two.
Get back on the phone to Pine now. I've had enough of this.
Well...
Do it!
Hello, Maria. Sorry about that.
What's going on?
We might have company.
Oh, I see.
A couple of them. Nothing I can put my finger on, just, you know, a feeling.
All right. Well, hello?
Mr. Pine, Robert's here. Now, listen to me. There are two, at least two, hoods. Checking who checks in. They look local. I'm in great danger. I did not pay for my life to be...
Are you sure about this?
Of course I bloody am! Now, you better get me out of here, and I mean now. There's another two. I think they might be watching us, or the others. I swear to God, puffy faces, suits to match.
You don't think they could be police?
Maria heard them, talking to each other. Reckons they're Russians. What the hell is going on here?
No.
I'm scared. There, I've said it. I don't know what to do, Mr. Pine. What do I do, Mr. Pine? Mr. Pine? He's gone.
Look, please be calm. We must put them off.
Oh, really?
They are looking for one man, right?
Yes.
But now, he's not one man. He's half of a couple. We are together. You understand?
Well,
Roberto. We walk slowly away together, and they go on looking for one man who hopes to make a quick escape. But we're gonna make a nice, slow escape. We go another way. Okay?
Okay.
So, we are safe now, Roberto. Mm.
Well, yes, but I don't think we need to be a loving couple when we're on our own, do we, Maria?
No? You are sure?
Well, I do appreciate this, but I am a happily married man, so no, Maria.
So, I go to sleep. I know when I'm not appreciated. Buonanotte.
Maria. Maria. Wake up. Please wake up.
What is... Oh, no. You don't get no second chance with me, Roberto.
Shh! No! Somebody's trying to get in. Listen. Somebody's picking the lock.
What do you...
I don't believe this.
Right. Where is the package?
Still in the money belt.
Okay. You get into the bunk bed. Pretend to sleep. I will hide behind the door. I need something. Something hard. Something to hit him with.
This is mad. Let's just give him the package.
No! Get into the bed now.
I have a gun.
What?
I took it off that thug at the villa, the one on our doorstep. Dr. DeLuca told me to.
What the hell did you think would happen at the airport?
I didn't. I thought I could explain.
Give it to me.
But
subito. Now, you get on the bunk, be asleep, and snore. More.
Sono al dentro. A presto.
Ecco.
Merda! Aiuto!
Roberto, don't move!
Wait, what are you doing? Maria! Oh, no, I can't. Oh, my God, oh, no.
He's done. I throw the gun out after him. We won't need it anymore. You okay?
I'm going to...
Oh, Roberto, you okay? It's all right now, we are safe.
That do, Parker?
Certainly will, old man. Cheers, Roddy.
Oh, muck. Don't know how you keep it down.
But it's real, and it's British.
Suppose so. So, any problems?
A few. We thought we might lose our messenger boy at one point.
Good grief, really?
Yes, really. All got a bit hairy. Started to panic, which was, you know...
Right. Still... You do have something for me, don't you?
Oh, yes. Three things.
Oh?
First, your little package.
Great. Knew we could count on you. Well done.
Second, my car.
Ah, right. Good grief.
Yes, it is a little on the high side, but...
It's astronomical.
Roddy, this was not a stroll in the park.
I know, but... Even so.
We had a team, Roddy. We are professionals, you know.
Mm.
It was complicated, expensive, and we had to buy presents for a lot of people.
Presents?
Well, it turns out we're dealing with some very greedy people.
Yes, all right.
Well, you had a choice. You could have gone orthodox, Her Majesty's Constabulary. Point?
Point. God, poor Andrea.
Yeah, now, that's the third thing. I felt the same as you at first, but young Andrea wasn't quite the innocent.
Oh?
No. The package he was supposed to deliver to you, the masking agent, actually, cocaine.
Bloody hell.
Turns out he was moonlighting for the mob. Hence the business on Blackfriars Bridge. He was branching out on his own, apparently, which they take a very dim view of.
God. So, there's no mole?
No mole.
What an idiot Andrea was.
Well, as you say. And, of course, he'd also lied to his father.
To be honest, I did think it was a bit odd. I mean to say, organised crime being bothered by our little anti-masking agent.
Rubbish. You were convinced?
Yeah. Suppose so. Happy to be proved wrong, though. So how is Andrea's father?
Well, upset, angry, and relieved, I think, that they weren't after him as well.
Still... Must be a bit of a shock to discover your son's a drug dealer.
What, and you're not, I suppose?
Oh, come on. Pharmaceuticals hardly counts.
Maybe.
So he paid in full?
Of course.
And you explained about the team?
Oh, Marcy.
Sorry, just checking. I mean, if he knew that all we did was pick up the stuff from the lab...
Well, he won't know, will he?
No. Oh, Laura got a call from De Luca Sr., just thanking us for the flowers and the holiday.
Good. House was all cleaned up?
Yeah, said it was immaculate. Neighbours heard the noise, apparently. Said it was very convincing. Just wished they could have joined in as well.
I think that might have given the game away to young Master Roberts. It was risky enough with Maria.
What are you saying? I was, how you say, fantastico.
Of course you were, dear.
He turned me down, you know, for a quickie.
No, how humiliating. Losing our touch?
Well, actually, the chap playing the dottore was all over me like a rash.
He was the one on the train as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, awfully good. We should use him again. Sounds like he was marvellous in the restaurant, too.
Oh, I insisted. He and the other one used to be wrestlers, you know.
Oh.
Yes, they practically choreographed the shooting thing, I gather.
Well, we are professionals, aren't we?
Do you know, I was saying that just this morning.
So, Roberts was happy, didn't suspect anything?
It was a sausage. Just kept saying how he'd seen a man die and survived. Attention to detail, you see, Marcia. It's worth it.
Yep. Blood on the ice cream was a nice touch. Brilliant, really.
Mm. Well, he did say he wanted an adventure. I mean, what did he expect for £199? A stroll in the park?
In the £199 Adventure by Agatha Christie, adapted by Mike Stott. Richard Griffiths played Parker Pine. Chris Langham was Bobby Roberts, and Rebecca Front was Marcia. Roddy was played by Simon Treves, and Rupert Degas played various Italians. It was produced by Bruce Hyman, directed by Dirk Maggs, and was an above-the-title production for BBC Radio 4.